So speaking of mayors, a couple weeks ago, the mayor of Atlanta was having a pretty busy morning.
This morning, I met with a brigadier general from the Army Corps of Engineers, a briefing with the local head of the FBI regarding terrorism and security. I did a video for a woman who is turning 80 years old.
For Mayor Kasim Reed, the items on this to-do list may seem really different, but they're actually kind of the same.
All of them deal with the tapestry of the city. And I guarantee you that the video that I did for Myrna White's mom is as important as the briefing that I had on our jobs numbers this morning.
Kasim Reed actually came to this realization back in 2009. He was running for mayor at the time, and he was losing pretty badly, actually. So he started to knock on a lot of doors. Mayor Reed picks up the story from the TED stage.
On one hot day in July, though, I was in a neighborhood in Atlanta called Mechanicsville. So I knocked on this door. I had my spiel down. Hello, I'm Kasim Reed. I'm a Georgia State Senator, and I'd like to be your mayor. May I talk to you about the campaign? And this wonderful old woman with a warm face looked at me through a door that had steel bars on it. She said, come on over here, baby. Talk to me. Tell me why you think you should be Mayor Kasim. I said, it's Kasim, but it's okay. And I said, Atlanta is the cradle of the civil rights movement. We have the third largest concentration of Fortune 500 businesses. We have the busiest passenger airport in the world. We have wonderful restaurants, and I believe that I can make the city stronger. And she looked at me as if I was a Martian. She grabbed my hand. She said, come here, baby. Let me show the Atlanta that I know. She took me out her door, and she pointed at a pool across the way. And in that pool were about 4 to 5 young boys, and they were literally shooting dice in a pool that should have been filled with water. If you looked left, you saw a gazebo that used to be used by people for picnics that was full of guys playing music that was way too loud with gang graffiti on the gazebos. She said, that's the Atlanta that I know, baby. She said, let me tell you something else. I'm a pretty good cook myself, so I don't go to the restaurants you're talking about. And if I was going to go to restaurants, I'd need to take the bus, and I don't really feel safe going out at night right now. And she said, that airport that you all are always talking about, baby, I don't fly. Now, you have a nice day. And then that steel door hit, bam. And I was like, I spent 15 minutes. I don't even think I got the vote, and I really don't think she liked me. But I changed that day. Because what I understood from that visit with Ms. Davis was that until you see a city how people who are most in need of help see it, you're never going to reach them. And I was never the same.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you were thinking about Atlanta from like a 30,000-foot vantage point, right? Like a lot of politicians do. And then she like pulled you back down, made you see the city like she sees it, you know, from the point of view of her neighborhood.
You're exactly right. And what I learned that day is what you really have to do when you're trying to lead people is find out what they care about and what needle they want moved. And so I said that if I ever got elected mayor, I was going back to Oakland City Park and I was going to fix it. And I think that if you don't take care of the basics and do them very well, make sure that the finances of the city are well run, make sure that you provide police services, pick up trash, fix potholes, that you will never be able to do anything aspirational. And once you take on those issues and solve them, the public will then allow you to spend resources on the things that you care about.
You know, we were just hearing from Benjamin Barber about how mayors have this huge advantage over national politicians. What do you think it is that allows mayors to get things done?
Speed and closeness to the public. If you compare or contrast that to the way that states move, we won't even have a conversation about the way that the national government moves. And so in Atlanta, all you need to do to shift the direction of something is have my support and the support of 8 members of the Atlanta City Council.
That's it.
And so if you spread that across the 50 largest metros in the U.S., you're actually impacting about 70% of the population and about 75% of GDP.
Wow.
And so as government's resources are more and more strained, cities are finding creative ways to take on challenges and meet needs. And so that's why I think they're so exciting.
And you're just another, like, resident of the city. I mean, you are kind of governing the people who are your neighbors.
I don't think that there's any question about it. I think that cities are where you can see your mayor in a grocery store and have an actual conversation about a real problem. And I've been in a grocery store and had someone tell me about a series of vacant houses. And rather than going home, driven by the houses that they pointed out, and ordered code enforcement to that location. And I tell you, when people come in my office and we're able to resolve their challenge or move the needle or make them feel better, it is intensely personal and direct.
Folks, cities are where hope meets the street. And if you don't want to spend your whole life waiting to change something, I happen to believe that you ought to be in cities. You pick an issue, and we are dealing with those issues head on at cities. And I didn't forget about Ms. Davis and Mechanicsville. We opened up every single recreation center in the city of Atlanta when 2/3 of them had been shut when I took office. Cities is where hope meets the street, you all. So because of the strength of the city's finances, we were able to bring back something called the Atlanta Senior Citizens Ball. And we have thousands of wonderful seniors who put on their best clothing, wonderful gowns. And my mother made me change the name from the Senior Citizens Ball to the Forever Young Ball because she didn't like being called a senior. But about 2 years ago, you all, I actually saw Mrs. Davis coming into the ball in a lovely gown. And I actually walked up to her and she gave me a hug. She said, "Hey, baby." I said, "How am I doing?" She said, "You're doing okay. And we're doing okay. And you feel that pull." I looked at her, choked up a bit, and watched her walk off. And I wondered, did she know that on that moment on her porch so many months ago, that she helped to make a mayor and that she changed the city? I hope she knows now. Thank you.
Kasim Reed, he is the mayor of Atlanta, Georgia. You can see his full talk at TED.com.